your hometown.
We're back in McHenry, exploring the people, places, and local traditions that make this Fox River community one of Chicagoland's favorite hometowns. Again, here's Lisa.
I gotta tell you, reading about this next guest and his family restaurant in McHenry makes me want to go to McHenry tomorrow and eat at Plum Garden. Jason Moy is on the phone. How are you, Jason?
Hello, Lisa. I'm doing well. How are you? I also have my father, Perry, here.
Hi, Perry.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you? Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
So I was reading about your mom and your grandma, Connie Moy. My gosh, this woman's story. So she's in China. She's cooking every day with her mother. She's gathering the food. She's preparing it. Her dream is to make her mark on the world. She comes to America, and she's working nonstop in relatives' restaurants. And one day, she takes all the kids. Perry, that would be you, right? Was that you in 1965 going with your mom to visit McHenry?
She had one day off a month. She was a single mom, and she wanted to take her kids. And she said to us, you know, we got to find a home, something to call our own. So one day we took the train, we got off the street in on Main Street in McHenry. We walked up the street. A gentleman was washing the storefront window. I was all of 15. My mom was all of 4'2" and couldn't speak a word of English. And I asked the gentleman how much to rent the storefront, sir. And he said to us, and he looked at us, and he said to us, he was just perplexed. And then he said, how about $70 a month? I'll throw in the utilities. And I translated that to my mom, and that's how the Plum Garden started.
Wow. So you've been around since 1965, three generations. And I've got to be honest, Perry, in 1965, McHenry didn't look like it does today, nor was it very diverse. So there probably weren't many people that looked like you in that area at that time, right?
Well, the town itself had a population of 2,200 people. The post office was next to our storefront, the McHenry Post Office. We had other businesses on the street. The only bank in town was across the street from us. And for some reason, the town of McHenry embraced us. And My mom said to me, Perry, this town loves us and we love this town. And always remember, son, to give back and always to help this community. And that's why we stayed in McHenry. They embraced us and they became a part of our family.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you took over the family business in 72. And I hear you created your most famous dish, Hong Kong chicken, right?
I wanted to be an actor, and my mom said no. and so she said to me, you're going to be a cook. And I said, okay. And then I embraced the art, the culinary art, and I began to create my own dishes. And I created a dish called Hong Kong chicken that the town just simply embraced. And to this day, using the principles of my mother, fresh ingredients, and always buying natural things, and always using the right recipes and things like that, the town embraced us, and we still use those recipes to this day, Lisa.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then, Jason, you, of course, you grew up in the restaurant, and then you took over the business in 2018?
I did. And so I actually remember washing dishes when I was 5 years old. You know, it was a different time back then.
Yeah.
But it is a generational story. Our business is a family business. I grew up, I did all my homework in the back booth, you know, working and being there and just taking it over and, you know, looking for ways that we could progress. But also what's even more equally important, knowing what things shouldn't change, you know, the family
right.
traditions that we hold so dear, the recipes. And that's, I think what really is Plum Garden is we are a bridge between the past and the present where we want progress for our community, for our children. But at the same time, we know what shouldn't change, our recipes, our traditions, and we try and connect that past to our present.
I love this story so much. Honestly, I've not had a chance to dine in your restaurant, but this makes me want to make the trip to McHenry and dine with you just to taste that history. And I almost hate to ask this, but is Connie still with us?
No, Connie passed on about 15 years ago. And the most important fact is that we maintained her dream, and then I passed it on to my son, which is so heartwarming that he embraced our legacy and carried on. And then he set his own mark. He set his own ideas into the business and, more importantly, into my mom's dream. So she still lives within our hearts.
Oh, I love this. And I understand why McHenry loves you so much and why you're such a big part of McHenry. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Tell everybody where you're located in McHenry.
So we are on 3917 Main Street. We're right, close to 31 and 120. And we would love anyone to come in and try our famous egg rolls, our famous Hong Kong chicken. It's the same recipe since 1965. And we invite everyone to become part of our family.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. You represent McHenry so well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much.
That's Perry and Jason, and it was their mom, Perry's mom, and Jason's grandma, who put her finger on a map and had a hope in her heart and landed in McHenry on a day off with her kids. And the rest is history, as they say.